Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, it's that time of year again. Your kids are getting ready for prom. They're getting excited for the summer. But we also, that's when we start to think our teenagers are looking for that little bit of extra freedom. So how do you trust your teenagers? How do you know that they're not on drugs or drinking? You know, when is the time to start talking about contraception? Well, all of these things come into play for this kind of time of year. My guest is Dr. Cora Colette Bruner. She's professor in adolescent medicine in the Department of Pediatrics at Seattle Children's Hospital. So, Dr. Bruner, let's start with prom. People are planning, they get excited, you know, they know summer's coming. So give us some safety tips to pass on to our children and the way that we pass it on without sounding too condescending.
Well, and that's a wonderful question, Melanie. And I always have to determine whether we don't push parents too hard to be helicopter parents and in the kid's face around a very big day versus too disengaged where the child or teenager has too much freedom. My personal feeling about this is that when you have a child and you are the parent that makes sure that you have the electric outlets covered and the seat belts and the car seats, that doesn't go away suddenly when they hit a certain age or when they get ready to become more independent. You have to stay involved. You have to stay in the child situation. You have to be present both for when they're going to the makeup store to get ready for the prom. You need to personally take the evening off is the way I feel. You shouldn't plan to be not around when your child is getting ready to go to prom. The first and most important thing is who's driving and how are these children getting to and from the prom. More car accidents and sadly more teenagers die on prom night or around graduation weekends than at any other time during the year. And this is because they're driving too fast, they have too many other kids in the car, or they've had alcohol and or marijuana and are driving under the influence. These okay. are facts that everybody knows.
Now, and that's really scary facts. And you think about it, and that's so smart that you say, don't plan to be out that night. Be around. Be available. Know how your kids are getting there. Know who's driving. If you have to pay that extra to have somebody else driving. I mean, it's a little safer to have them in a limousine, right?
Absolutely. And they're not that expensive, especially if you get a few families to chip in. Or you yourself can rent a van for the weekend, and then you can, as a parent, even though you feel like a loser parent, that's okay. You can sit up front and drive the kids around. Honestly, that's probably even cheaper than renting or having a limousine. But it is, just the extra time and just a little bit of money, and the end result is you can save your child's life. It's pretty huge if you think about it. I know for myself, I actually was in Chicago, and I almost missed my son's prom. And so then I actually went to the prom just to see him because I didn't see the pre-prom stuff. He was horrified. All of his kids and friends were excited to see me, and actually he was happy to see me. But it was just that I was present, that I was there just for a minute, made him and his date and all the other kids there realize that there are grown-ups that actually care about them and that are watching them.
I think that that's true, and I think kids are horrified at the thought that their friends know, but then they're sort of relieved and a little bit more secure. What about contraception, drugs, and alcohol that night? So do you make sure the kids go out with contraception? Do you go and buy them condoms for the night? Do you trust them not to do anything? What do you do?
Well, that's actually an excellent question too, Melanie. And I always hear from my patients and colleagues with children who are teenagers, well, that's not my kid. My kid's not going to do that. And that may be true, but there's peer pressure that's pretty huge that occurs when you're not around. Or even if your kid is the one that isn't sexually active or isn't drinking, if you give them the speech, what's really fascinating is listening to your kid give that speech to someone who might be making a decision they regret for the rest of their lives. So I come down pretty hard on kids and my kids' framework and with their friends about alcohol. They know how I feel about that. And then in terms of contraception, I think people think that a lot of kids are sexually active, and truthfully, it's probably 40%. So certainly not even half of teenagers who are in their junior and senior year are sexually active. But for those who are, definitely they need to have some kind of contraception available, whether it's condoms or Plan B or actively be on contraception. And for those that aren't, there are significant issues around and pledges that you can take online to make sure that you and thousands of other kids are also going to pledge to not be sexually active. And certainly if you are, to be available to have contraception available and on an emergent basis.
Now, I like that pledge because I had my 13-year-old son sign a contract about some things with video games and homework, but I pictured myself doing that with drugs and alcohol as he gets up into those ages too, because, you know, I think that puts it out on paper and lets them know the consequences, but also you want them to know you're not going to be mad if they call you and say, someone's drinking and I want to come home.
Yes, and boy, is that ever tough. And I actually have been in that situation too, where I got a call at midnight, please come get me. And whoa, that was hard for me.
We have to promise them, right, that there may be consequences if
right,
you mess up, but we won't be angry.
No, and wow, is it hard not being angry. whoa, and here I am like, miss talk about it all the time, doctor. And so then I was doing it, and I thought, wow, I am ready to, and because I was in bed, you know, so I had to get up, but I was so glad. I was so glad, and believe me, that never happened again. They never were in a position where they were unsafe. It was pretty cool, and I think it was mostly because I wasn't angry outwardly.
Well, they'll trust us more if we show anger and scream at them about something we promised we wouldn't. But I have told them that there would be consequences. There may be a consequence, but we'll get through that part together.
Right.
won't scream at you, and I won't be angry, because at least I'll know you're safe. So this is really not the time to be your kid's friend, right?
No, they have enough of those. If you look at their Facebook, they have thousands of them, right?
Yes, they do.
No. And so it's friendship with your child and that deep level can happen later. But right now you are still their parent, and your authoritative style, which is with love, conditional love, but it's firm, will keep them alive.
I think that's the most important thing. In the last, we have about a minute and a half, Dr. Bruner. How would we know if they did do something like smoked marijuana or tried some different drug? Or is there a way to tell? Can you look in their eyes? You know, is it like back in the day?
Well, again, excellent question. And I think that many parents have asked me about, should I go to the drugstore and buy a test kit? And they're expensive, and they're not as scientific as some doctor's lab tests are for this. But I honestly think that makes you, as a parent, a police officer, and I don't think that's a good idea. I think that you should have an open and a trustful conversation with your child. I think with marijuana, it is very hard to tell, because sometimes they might slur their speech a little bit or be really quiet or be kind of not responsive. It's harder with marijuana than it is with alcohol, where you could, of course, smell it on their breath. And
possibly
and
see. Now, in just the last 20 seconds, best advice about safety, prom, and all year round.
Well, I think one of the things you had said earlier, which is I establish rules right up front and consequences right up front. Obviously, you trust your kid initially, but the second they do something that take away their your trust for them, there goes the privileges, and they have to earn them back.
Well, it's all about keeping our children healthy, and therein lies the name of the show, Healthy Children, right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.